Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Before we start the show, y'all know it's Christmas time. We're running a big sale. If you're white, use the discount code WHITEPRIVILEGE. I give you 25% off.
For this nice conservative political merch.
Socialism distance.
Yeah.
Now, if you're black, of course, you cannot use that discount code.
You know better than that.
We make your own code because we believe in equality.
Yeah, your code is sellout.
Because if you're watching us, that's what you are. You a damn race traitor. You're no good. Uncle Tom.
All right. All jokes aside, we got breaking news from Georgia.
Yeah.
I like to say that. Put the country now. We got breaking news from Georgia.
Yeah.
Go to the video.
At about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table. Yeah, upper right hand, you see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out. So what are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there, and they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race.
Now, I'm not going to think for you. You have a brain. You saw that. Remember, when we was watching this live, the election, they said a pipe bursted, right?
Yeah. I was thinking like a sewer pipe busted.
I'm thinking a bunch of feces, urine. It's all over the place. The smell is unbearable. So you can't force people to work under those conditions.
So they had to stop the count. That's what we heard live on TV.
I don't see no sewage. I don't see no damn urine.
What'd you say?
I said sewage. You said sewage. When I get excited, man, I start slurring my words. Let me calm down. Yeah. I don't see no sewage.
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 There you go.
I don't see no feces. I don't see no urine. I don't see no walls of toilet paper. I don't see no H2O. I don't see no agua.
We don't see nothing. After they ran all the Republican poll watchers out, they start taking boxes of ballots, suitcases of ballots from underneath this table. Since when does the post office deliver ballots in suitcases?
Yeah.
Why are these ballots not with the other ballots?
Yeah. Do these ballots have some type of privilege over the other ballots?
Yeah.
And why ain't the Republican poll watchers there?
Yeah, because y'all ran them off
under whatever the pretext that there's a bunch of feces and urine and sewage and toilet paper all over the place and water.
That's what I heard on Fox News and CNN. They had to stop the count because of some sewage, some kind of pipe that bursted in Atlanta, Georgia.
I don't see none of that.
But the videotape doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Y'all ran the Republican poll watchers out. Y'all pulling these boxes and suitcases of ballots.
There was a lot of ballots. It was five suitcases.
That's
y'all know how thin a ballot is.
Yeah, I can order a like a ballot's like this size, right?
About that thick?
It's about this thick, right?
Yeah.
I've ordered like tens of thousands of pictures that's like this thickness.
Yeah.
Came in a box about this big.
Yeah.
Like 10,000 of them. So you got suitcases.
Five of them.
How many ballots was hidden in these boxes and suitcases up underneath this table that y'all pulled out?
Yeah.
It's more than enough to make up
the difference.
The difference.
How many votes did the Trump
He only lost by like 13, 14, 15,000 votes. It was
y'all pulled out at least about 10,000 ballots.
That's
I'm alleging. This is pure speculation. I'm thinking you could have fit at least 5,000 ballots.
Oh, at least per at suitcase? Least.
That's being conservative.
Per box.
If I want to be liberal with it, I could say it was 10,000 ballots in there.
Yeah.
50,000 ballots. This easily could have overturned this election. And on top of that, y'all know the law. You know the rules.
So
Republican poll watchers should have been there when y'all was counting.
Yeah. And AG Barr, I got you some evidence, bro.
Bring out the Kraken. Actually, we don't need you.
The what?
The Kraken.
Oh.
We don't need AG Barr. We got Gina Ellis. And we got Rudy, man.
You got to get the FBI involved. You can't even trust the FBI or the CIA.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they did to Trump with no evidence.
$22 million down the drain.
So what we going to – I need all these people in a room with no windows with a hot light shining in their face. And I need some white people in there because they the best interrogators.
Man, you stupid, man.
No, I need some white interrogators. I need some, because these are a bunch of black people. You got to put a white interrogator in them. They go like, oh, man, a white man's here. I better tell him what happened.
You, hey, girl with the blonde braids, you better cut a deal. Tell him, I'm going to tell you right now, tell him you want your name changed. You want to go into witness protection.
Yeah.
Tell her you want your name to be Gina Ellis.
No, that's
I want a house. I want reparations. I want a whole new life. I tell you everything.
I ain't going to jail because... I see what happened to people in jail. They, you know.
Ooh, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
It was a damn shame what happened to that man.
No, not really. But anyway, I need, now what we going to do about this?
Yeah. Somebody, this is the only thing that we found. Usually when you catch somebody cheating,
yeah.
They or stealing, they've did it hundreds of times before they get caught.
I mean, they've done, not hundreds, they've done it. They've done it before. You don't catch somebody the first time. You know what I mean? Times, well, I ain't going to even go there. I want y'all to respect me. I want y'all to continue to respect me.
Like
I want y'all to continue to think I'm an angel.
Yeah.
I'm an angel now.
I'm just saying, just because you catch your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend cheating, you catch them at one time, it's all bad. I just made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. No.
You really think that's the only time he cheated?
Yeah.
No, he probably been cheating. And he probably cheating 10, 15 times.
Yeah. Our point is this. We found this. What else did we miss?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
if they bringing in ballots, what are they taking out?
Yeah.
You know?
So the main thing that, from all this, you got ballots inside of suitcases. Those suitcases came from one individual. Somebody's house. Somebody packed those. Those did not come from those did not come from the post office. This is not voter fraud. This is organized crime.
Yeah, this is election fraud. This is
fraud. This is me filling out a mail-in ballot and then I go in and vote. That's fraud.
Yeah, that's voter fraud.
Yeah, this is organized crime.
Yeah, this is organized. It's more than one person took part in this. Then when you take that route, more than one person planned this, then you talking another felony, conspiracy.
Yeah. And this is just not in Georgia. We got all these people having taken sworn testimony.
Yeah.
Signed affidavits saying the exact same thing. They had a guy said he delivered 200,000 some odd ballots allegedly from out of state in New York to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I mean, everything happened the same way in each of these states that Trump's got the lawsuits going.
Yeah.
All of them stopped the count for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
They all stopped the count. And we now know that in Georgia, that was a total lie about the pipe.
I want to see the receipts of this pipe getting repaired.
No, that was all a lie.
It's all a lie.
It's all a lie. Y'all stupid. Y'all ain't as smart as them criminals up in Detroit. Y'all didn't see the camera up there?
World's dumbest liberals caught on tape.
I mean, Detroit, at least they dumb too, but at least they know not to have people install cameras in there.
Yeah.
They got camera, got y'all on tape.
Yeah.
Y'all just walk around like there ain't no cameras there. I mean, I'm glad y'all are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm glad, because now, if y'all don't get interrogated on this.
Oh, you're done.
If there's no formal investigation from the DOJ, investigate or interrogate anybody.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you some advice. If you get called into the office and you get interrogated and you.
Interrogated,
right?
Yeah.
If you say, I want to speak to my attorney, bad move. You better start thinking for yourself and only you. Nobody else matters. You better, the first one to start singing gets the deal. You with the blonde braids, it sounds like to me you orchestrated this. You the one told
the
poll
watch. Well, she didn't do it by herself.
Yeah, but she was the one under the false pretense that a pipe had busted. She told the poll everybody to go home.
Well, that's what they told the media. Might have not been her. She might have been taking orders from this the head honcho.
I'm sure she was taking orders, she is a witness saying that she told everybody to go home. The counting stops now.
Yeah,
she said that.
Yeah, that no snitching? You better start thinking like Uncle Tom, like us. You better start snitching.
You better sing like a canary. You better start thinking about you and only you, your family.
But you know the whole thing with Biden's son and that laptop and all these other issues? Mm-hmm. Nobody's done anything. Y'all got to do something. I mean, if y'all don't do something when it comes to this and it's caught on tape, the president of the United States is claiming widespread election fraud and nobody does anything.
And to you filthy, dumb liberals out there, just think. Think for a second. Look at all the things that came out about Biden. Look at all the evidence that's coming out about why. I mean, this is beyond voter fraud, this organized crime. And look what your mainstream media is doing. Your leftist news outlets. They keep saying that these are baseless claims.
But see,
they didn't even show Trump's speech that he gave to the people the other day
about his claims. But you know what? See, that's the thing. They don't know. The media's censoring everybody that's talking about this. The media's not covering it.
Yeah.
They believe everything the media's telling.
Yeah.
So you got to take it from their angle, from these idiots' angle. They don't realize that.
Yeah.
We realize it.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody left or right.
But these people actually believe Trump's claims are baseless, and they believe everything the media puts out there. They don't even know all that what you said.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like on Thanksgiving, I ain't going to say, but my wife's family.
Yeah.
We was talking about voter fraud. He's like, oh, my God, just give it up. He lost. I watched. And you know what he said after he said that? I watched the news. I'm informed. That's what he said. I just looked at him.
Depends on what news outlet you watching. It depends on if you're investigating other things, if you listen to both sides.
Yeah, but when he said that, I just looked at him. I was like, I'm not going to even try to convince you because you believe whatever you hear on TV.
Yeah, it's like talking to a brick wall, man.
Yeah, but I need some investigations going. Like right now.
Oh, it's investigating. We got... These people, I mean, a lot of liberals on Twitter saying this is all a waste of time. This is not even a court of law. They don't even understand what's going on. These people are testifying in front of the state legislatures. They can overturn those states.
Just don't have to go to no judge.
Yeah.
It's up to the state legislature. If they feel like that's enough.
That's who they're testifying in front of.
Yeah. All these hearings.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a waste of time for everybody. It's a waste of money. No, it ain't.
Now, I can understand where you're coming from because Republicans were saying the exact same thing when these Supreme Court justices were getting nominated. That was a circus. That was just to defame these people that Trump appointed to be our next Supreme Court justice. This is totally different. This is in front of the state legislatures.
Yeah.
This is actually a court of law. These people can actually go to jail for saying these things if they're lying.
Yeah, the signed affidavits.
Mm-hmm.
All the evidence. These people are less. Just let me tell you, liberal affidavit. It's a sworn statement under the penalty of perjury. You sign one of those and you testify. You put your testimony on that, and it's a lie. You go to jail. These people just ain't doing this just because they want Trump to win.
Did you know that's evidence? A sworn affidavit. Did you know that? Yes. Didn't know that, did you, dummy? For them to continue to say that there's no evidence,
this videotape.
The evidence is overwhelming.
Here's evidence. Suitcases. Let's say Biden was up big. And then all of a sudden, the Republican people just told all the Democrats to leave, some pipe busted.
Yeah.
And then you see a video of this. What are you going to do?
Then you can't find no sewage. No urine.
You're going to be
toilet paper. You can't find not one drop of agua.
Yeah, and you're gonna do the same thing the Trump supporters are doing. You're going to be screaming fraud. This is what I want. All these mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
I want these votes audited.
Yeah. I want them thrown out. I want people prosecuted. Just look at it from a common sense approach, though. If you're liberal, which I know it's hard for you to do because you got like half a brain. You got a graph like this. This is Biden's graph, right? In the cities, Trump was winning big. This is Trump, and here's Biden. Biden's graph do like this. Stops. Goes straight up.
Gets an erection.
And goes sideways. You got statisticians saying this is a mathematical impossibility.
Yeah, and it didn't, and that not only happened in Georgia, it happened in Pennsylvania, it happened
in Wisconsin,
in Michigan,
it happened in Georgia.
Yeah, a mathematical impossibility. Didn't happen once. It happened several times election night.
Yeah, in all the swing states.
Yeah.
You keep believing that liberal lie, that leftist lie.
Yeah, what y'all don't realize is the media's covering for the Democrats.
Yeah.
They're censoring people like us.
Yeah, just look at the CNN tapes that just came out recently.
That's
the owner of CNN saying those things.
Yeah, and this videotape, yeah. I don't see this on Fox News. I don't see it on CNN. It's not on mainstream media. It's on OAN.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be on Newsmax, but the mainstream media is not going to cover this.
What's that Malcolm X quote, man?
Man, Malcolm X, huh?
Yeah. He said
You going to bring up Malcolm. You ain't even got his
Malcolm,
quote.
Malcolm, man.
Man, you crazy.
I'm going to pull up his text, man. That Malcolm X quote, man.
There's something about the media.
Yeah, I forget his quote.
I remember what he said.
It's a beautiful quote, man.
I got it. I know it.
What is it? Don't. You better put some respect on Malcolm X's name, man. Don't mess up. Don't misquote Malcolm.
Hold on.
You're going to get the Coon of the Year Award. I'm going to look it up right now, man.
I already got
Malcolm
it.
Malcolm X.
I already got it. See, you slow. You like Biden. Here we go. The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty.
Yeah.
And to make the guilty innocent. And that's power because they control the minds of the masses. Malcolm X said that back in the 60s. Here we are in 2020. And all you liberal idiots out there believe everything the media says.
They call that man a white supremacist. They said he colluded with Russia. They called the Covington kids white supremacists.
They called him a rapist.
Yeah.
I mean, they lied.
They even impeached a man. Look what they did to the Supreme Court justice that we
called him a rapist. This dude was mass raping women.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the lies and look how, and y'all still don't see it.
Yeah, and the media pushes all that garbage.
Yeah.
About how Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah. And then
now we got proof of all of this.
Yeah.
They ain't covering it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're covering for the Democrats. They're propagandists. They're not pushing news.
They're now saying, I just saw on Twitter, man, they said Trump and a member of his family got $3.5 million in the PPP loans. Like now, all of a sudden, if you got those PPP loans for small business, now that's illegal because Trump got it. Oh. Trump has small businesses. He has employees. He's entitled to the exact same loans.
Yeah, just because he's president of the United States, he can't get a PPE loan.
But people take things out of context.
Yeah.
People call him a white supremacist when they know good and well this man has denounced white supremacy for years.
Yeah.
Even before he became president.
Yeah.
Even after that thing that happened in Charlottesville, he denounced it.
Yeah.
But you never see it on mainstream media.
But see, this is the thing. The reason why they keep asking Trump to denounce white supremacy, because if you just have to ask somebody that question, it puts out there that perception that he's a racist.
Yeah.
And most people don't live in reality. They live under perceptions.
Yeah.
So that just looks bad asking them that question. They should have asked Biden that. He's out of the two candidates between Biden and Trump.
Yeah.
Biden's the only one who was great friends with a former KKK member.
Yeah.
He was in the Senate. What was his name? Mr. Byrd.
Yeah.
When that man died, good friends with Biden.
Yeah.
Who spoke at this man's funeral? It was Biden.
Yeah.
So why didn't y'all ask Biden the same question? Because it feels that perception that he's also a white supremacist.
So
you can only have one white supremacist. That's got to be Trump so we can get Biden in there.
Yeah.
He the one gave a eulogy at a former KKK member funeral. And not only was he a member of the KKK, he recruited for him. He walked around and went up to white people and said, hey, boy, we need some more blonde-haired, green-eyed fellas like yourself, because you know these coloreds are growing.
Yeah, you know when they have sex without women, them babies ain't going to come out white.
Yeah.
They come out brown.
Yeah, they got that dominant gene. They come out black.
They trying to take over the world, man. And they're going to use our women against them. Making that little black baby. Not on my watch.
He did that. I mean, later, Mr. Byrd, he was a senator for like 50 years.
Yeah.
He later said that was a big mistake in his life.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Because, you know, back in the day, man, to become a senator, to be in
become a
Congress,
Democrat,
that you had to go through the KKK.
Yeah.
Because the KKK, yeah. The Democrats started that.
You didn't know that, did you, dummy?
You dumb liberals.
Yeah, the Democrats started all that racism, all that KKK action,
Jim Crow.
All that Jim Crow. You can't drink at that water fountain, boy.
That was all Democrats.
That's all your Democrats. And look at what's going on today. You got all these black people still serving the Democrat Party. You got black people committing all this fraud. For who? White Democrats. But they want to call me an Uncle Tom. They want to call me a sellout. You the one don't know your history.
Yeah, you the one don't know what the hell going on. You the one don't know you being lied to by the media.
Yeah, like Joe Biden really actually is going to change your life. This man has been in office for decades. He ain't did shit for y'all. And y'all still buying over to this man, risking your own freedom to get this man in office.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Let me say something. That's the thing, man. There's no politician out there going to give you the American dream, man. Yeah. Ain't no politician going to change your life.
Yeah.
That's up to you. That you control your own destiny in your hands.
Yeah.
But you got the media pushing this idea that this country is filled with white supremacists.
Yeah.
Your Democrat leaders you vote for, they talking about how racist this damn country is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got millions of brown people trying to get to this country.
Yeah.
Dying to get to this country.
Yeah.
So who's the fools? These immigrants trying to get here dying?
Yeah.
Or is it your dumb black ass?
Yeah.
For believing all this.
Thinking white men are hunting down black men. When you know statistically a black man is much more likely to be killed by the hands of another black man than a white police officer. Who's the dumb ass?
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you to verify these things. You have a brain. You don't have to assume everything that comes out of a CNN's mouth or MSNBC is true.
Hey, man,
you have to verify everything. I verify everything that comes from the right and the left.
Yeah,
I've learned over the years, I don't have to verify everything on the left because I already did my homework. Everything that comes out of that mouth is propaganda. They are no longer journalists. These people are liars. Yeah. And it's right there on tape from the CNN tapes, Project Veritas. It's exposed the owner to show his liberal biases.
Yeah.
That's the owner of CNN telling his minions, his slaves, on how to make Trump look bad.
Yeah.
And you call me crazy?
You said it like a crazy man. You call me crazy?
I mean, it's crazy as hell, man. I'm trying to talk to people. They make me feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Hey. The lady with the brown braids, man, I'm telling you, cut your deal, man. You in the driver's seat. Don't be a pessimist. A pessimistic. Be optimistic. The ball's in your court. You got all the information. Cut a deal. You can start over, all over. You can get reconstructive surgery on your face. You get a boob job. Get a new name, house, cars. Man.
You can actually get reparations.
You be the first black. You can get your reparations. You can start all over.
Anyway.
Hell, you could even become conservative. You could be a conservative poll watcher next election.
Hey, man, but let's see what happens with this. I'm hoping.
It's no way in hell y'all can give. Wait a minute. They was calling Trump the illegitimate president. What do you call Joe Biden? The illegitimate president-elect?
I'm tired of seeing this dude talk in front of this damn sign that says office of the president-elect. That's not even real. There's no such office.
If it is, he is the illegitimate president, office of elect, whatever you want to call his dumbass.
Yeah.
It's crazy as hell, man.
He broke his foot, and he's 70 years old, walk around in a boot.
How you break, man?
I bet you if I broke my foot at 46, I'd have a tough time walking around. That dude's whatever. That's a conspiracy theory. But anyway, I'm done talking about this. I just want some action. Boy, I'm talking to you. I want some damn action.
Boy, man, he ain't running an investigation, man. Look, Rudy got this, man.
Yeah, Rudy got
Gina,
this. Gina,
you don't
got
need
this.
Ball. You Send got it. Rudy Giuliani. You got Gina Ellis. They the dream team, man.
Dream team.
They done did all the hard work. Why are you just going to give all this evidence when Rudy and Gina, they done did all the hard work?
Yeah.
They did everything, man. Why are you just going to hand it over to Barr? He ain't do nothing.
Yeah, they got this.
Rudy's got this.
The state, you just
Gina's
need to.
Gina's got this.
Yeah, you just need to sew
Ms.
this.
Miss Powell's got this.
Yeah, she's not official on that team, though.
She working. She independent.
Yeah, I think she's
She ain't waiting for the president. Hey, I'm going to hire you. No, she doing it on her own. You know why?
She for we the people.
Because she's for we the people. She's a true patriot. She's doing it for our country.
Yeah. She ain't working. She ain't doing it for the money. She's doing it to save our democracy.
Hey, liberals. Hey, one more. I'm going to tell you one more thing.
Don't call them liberal, man. They ain't liberal, man. They socialist, which is a euphemism for communists. That's what you are.
See, I was going to tell them something, but you like cut me off, so I forgot what I was going to say. So,
man, you got some Joe Biden action there.
I definitely got some Joe Biden going. I'm just fed up with this whole situation.
Yeah. We should already know who our president is. We shouldn't have to be going through this. But you know, liberals, their motto, lie, cheat, steal.
Well, this is what they said. I'm pretty sure what their plan was. This is my opinion.
Yeah, no need to fact check us.
This is my opinion.
This is pure conjecture. This is pure speculation.
They did whatever they had to do to win that election.
Yeah.
The liberal media is covering for them.
Yeah.
Now, if this gets overturned,
yeah,
they're going to make like Trump look like some kind of dictator or this king who stole it from Biden.
Yeah.
When here on the right, we know what really happened from the jump.
Yeah.
But now, because of the media, they've painted this false narrative that.
Yeah, these are baseless claims.
Yeah, now he's actually stealing it.
Yeah.
You can't steal an election in America. We got the Constitution. We got things in place to keep stuff like this from happening. That's why they're sitting there talking to these state legislatures.
Yeah.
They have the power to overturn this.
Yeah.
And to throw out this phony vote, and they vote.
A lot of things, the riots is probably going to happen if this gets overturned and Trump is reelected. It's all because of our media.
Yeah,
that's the reason why got these people out in the streets burning and ripping down statues. Yeah, it's all from our media.
The media.
Everything is wrong with this country. It's not because of politics, it's because of our media.
Yeah.
And then you got both sides pointing the finger at each other.
Yeah.
Especially on the left.
Yeah, but everything starts with the media.
You go down AOC's Twitter line, man, she's pointing the finger the whole entire time at the Republicans.
Yeah, because the media has the power to enlighten the masses.
Yeah.
They have the truth.
Yeah.
But they don't spread the truth.
Yeah.
They propagandists. They have the power to make this country great, actually. Yeah. All they have to do is take that biases, be objective.
Yeah.
This country will be amazing.
Call out people on the left and the right.
Yeah.
They have the power to do that. They have the power to bring all us together.
Yeah. But they don't want to do that. They have a candidate, a side that they want.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to push for. And that's why this country is so divided.
Just look at it, Lefty. They still continue to say that there's no evidence.
Yeah. Right. Let's see what happened. I'm going to keep watching. I know y'all going to keep watching.
And it's just getting started, everybody. Grab your popcorn, sit back, because this is going to be the best reality show on TV.
Trump 2020. Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.